may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM!
Oh yeah, fuck yeah, Radio BAM, Sirius 41 faction. I'm in Los Angeles here with Deadmau5, and we're going to be playing some of his favorite tracks today. And first of all, how many people fuck up your name because it's spelled M-A-U-5? Does anybody go, yo, what's up, Deadmau5?
Yeah, and then I'm like, oh, no, and, you know, the rest of the guys couldn't make it. The fucking drummer's got a sprained wrist. Not to be confused with the Jackson 5, or the Pizzicato 5, or the Partridge Family.
Deadmau5.
Deadmau5.
And you have the number one record right now, don't you? Or did Pink beat you by one or something?
She beat me by one or something. the Billboard just came out, and I think we're like number six in actual music sales as opposed to like the kind of digital domain. But that's pretty cool. I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah, man. And aren't you voted number one top DJ or something?
No.
Who's
where are you
number
getting
one?
Your facts? You're just pulling this shit out of your ass, man.
No, I've been looking it up because this dude who lives with me is obsessed with like that kind of like Skrillex and all that. So he told me that, you know, once he found out you were dating Kat, he was all excited. Now, what do you think about staying at Kat's house? Because I think it's so rad looking. There's like taxidermy everywhere,
right?
Candles, just, like,
I'm like that
spooky shit.
Other dead thing,
but
that just fits in with the rest of the other dead things.
There's no cable television. There's no, like, if you're not drawing or working on music, you're just sitting there bored to tears. Like, man, I stay. I'm like, this is the coolest looking house, but there's nothing to do. There's no TV. There's no like homeness about it, like hominess. You had to buy yourself a whole new system, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I've set up a small non-intrusive rig in the living room next to the herd of dead reindeers, which is all right. But you know what? It's cool to unplug, man, and just get that fucking shit out of your face for a good while. And I think it's something I needed, so it's perfect.
Well, you're out of Toronto, right?
Yeah.
And all your stuff is there?
Most of it,
studio.
Yeah.
It's in your basement, right?
Well, it's like an apartment. So I'm up on like the top floor of this building, and I bought two units and like went through the wall, did some heavy construction for like a year, and then had these studio designers come in and build a good control room for me to work.
Who else is Mastercrab? You know them?
That's Jesse.
Yeah,
he's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I love those dudes.
And what's his other band? Death by Stereo?
Death from Above?
Death from Above.
That is Mastercrab, dude.
Yeah.
Same guy. Yeah. I want him to bring that back.
And then Toronto also has Drake and Sum 41.
And
Avril
Bieber.
Lavigne. And Bieber?
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah. You gotta take the good with the bad, buddy.
So we're gonna play a Deadmau5 track with Gerard Way right now. What's it called?
Professional Griefers.
Step back. Listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Faction. Oh, yeah. Radio Bam, Series 41 Faction. I'm here with Deadmau5, and we're going to be playing some of his favorite tracks. So how did the Gerard thing happen? Did he ask you, or you've been friends with him for a while?
No, actually, I didn't even know him. At the time, we both met at some festival in the UK. I think it was in Leeds or something, and he was... Shit, he wasn't even performing. He was just there. And it's actually kind of a funny story because, you know, you got those big stages and then in the back you have two ways up to them for stage left, stage right. Yeah. He was hanging out on stage left and I was on stage right. And I, like that week, I thought, oh man, it'd be really cool if, you know, he would sing on the song that I did. And the song was already done. So I'm trying to get his attention. And I'm yelling at him, he can't hear me. And I was like, shit, dry. And I said, fuck it. So I pulled a lighter out of my pocket, and I whipped it towards him just to hit something, make some noise or something, so we'd know that whatever. And then it hit, like, this piece of scaffold, and it, like, it fucking blew up. And it sounded like a shotgun, and everyone, like, freaked out. And it was really funny. That got his attention.
Was this when you were on stage?
Yeah, it was before, right before I was going to go on.
Have you ever played Donington?
Donington.
It's one of those big England festivals.
Oh, I think so.
My brother's band was playing there, and I fucking took a 700-pound cab ride to Donington, dude. Which I thought, the cab drops me off. He's like, here you are. I'm like, where's the fucking festival? Turns out there's two fucking Doningtons in England, and he took me to the wrong fucking one, and now we're late as shit to, like, we don't even know if we're going to make it in time.
Is it on the other side of the country?
It was 2 hours in the wrong direction. So then I had to pay a $1,000 cab ride with somebody else. I just lit up a cigarette in the cab. He's like, you can't smoke in here. I'm like, fuck you. Go fuck yourself. Like, I just spent $700 for you to take me to the wrong fucking Donington. And now I'm going to miss what I'm supposed to be here for. God damn. Two Doningtons in England. 1,700 pounds later. So, you got your iPod?
Yeah. I just got to break
it. Let's start with some of your favorite. Who influenced you to be doing what you're doing now?
Oh, you know, everyone and everyone, man. I listen to a lot of stuff. You know, I'm actually more of a, like, an industrial fan than anything. It's really weird.
Like mindless self-indulgence type stuff?
No, I'm like Nine Inch Nails and, okay, you know, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I really kind of grew up on that stuff, and then kind of was like, oh, you should do dance music. Well, why not? It's easy enough. Well, it says here I got 4% on my phone.
Let's give it a shot.
Let's see. 4% is enough. This, these guys are really cool. Noisia, they've appeared a number of times on my Mousetrap imprint label. Really cool dudes. And
oh, they are on your label?
Yeah, and they have... they got a couple versions of it. This one song I really love called Machine Gun. Actually, I'll play the 16-bit remix.
Okay.
Because it's just rad. Or actually, no, Machine Gun because it's shorter. I'll play the original one. It's
okay.
Awesome. Coming in hot, this is Noisia. Hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
So who was that again?
That was Noisia.
And the song is called Machine Gun. And I'm here with Deadmau5 playing his favorite tracks. And come to think of it, you just told me a story, because we were both in Vegas about a week ago.
Oh, God.
And you made $200,000 on blackjack.
Hell yeah.
What the fuck?
I know, right?
How much did you start off with?
I don't have a gambling problem. I have a fucking winning problem.
I'm a fucking winning problem. So how much did you start off with?
I dipped into like a marker for like 4,000, and just barely touched it, and then came out of the marker and just ran that shit.
How much time did it take to get 200 grand from the 4 grand?
Probably about 6 hours, but I was really like kind of pussy fucking it for a while.
And was Kat there watching the whole thing go down?
No, actually, she came and watched me lose 30 in about 10 minutes. And then I'm like, hey, no. And she's obviously the voice of reason, in the only one in Vegas. It's like, dude, time to go.
How do you know? See, my problem is I don't know when to quit, because I always think I could get more until it's all fucking gone.
I gotta give it all away for just a little more.
How do you just call it quits?
You have to have that. You gotta roll with a chick who's just gonna pull you away from that shit. You know.
What was the most you've ever lost?
500.
500 grand?
Yep, in about 5 minutes, because I did one of these things again where I'm like, oh, sweet, I'm up. And then just started doing big bets, and I get up to five, and I said, you know what? It's going to be a million or nothing. Jesus. So I laid it all out on one hand and lost it all. Because if you would have won that hand, I would have had a million.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
And it's always blackjack?
Yeah, always six deck.
Man, that's fucking gnarly. And what was the most you've ever won?
200.
So in the gambling game, from when you started, are you up or down right now?
Oh, I'm up.
You're up?
Yeah.
Weren't you gonna go buy a Ferrari?
I was, and we were just about ready to sign the paperwork, but then I was like, you know what? I am moving to LA now, and I could really use that money to resituate myself as opposed to a car. Like, I don't even have my fucking driver's license, dude.
You don't?
No.
How old are you?
Old enough to know better.
Why don't you have a driver's license?
I'm 31. Because I suck.
Well, don't you kind of need one in Toronto? Like, if you're in New York City, you can walk everywhere.
Yeah, well, Toronto's the same thing. I live right downtown. I live in the middle of this shit. So, yeah, just everywhere's a walk. I'm, like, right by Queen Street, everything I need, so.
So do you plan on being in L.A. more than Toronto?
I'm going to split it up.
Mm-hmm. What you got there?
I don't know. Just kind of cruising through my iPod.
We're
here.
Surfing through Deadmau5's iPod to play his favorite songs. Right. How about Nine Inch Nails? What's your favorite track by them?
Jeez. That one? Probably Me, I'm Not. What album was that on? Some years ago, I believe.
You signed Skrillex, didn't you?
At first, yeah. We put out his first record, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites EP. And it did really well, man. And God bless the kid. He just outgrew our shit. And we're like, dude, we can't handle all this balling. So he went back with his buddy Tim Smith at Blood Company, and now they're running their own program. I couldn't be happier for him, man.
And you both were up for four Emmys, right?
Emmys? Isn't that daytime soaps?
Grammys, I meant.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I was up for four, and he was up for five, and he just clean sweeped that shit, which was pretty cool. And I left, you know, in tears. Me, I'm not.
Let's do it. This is Nine Inch Nails.
Me, I'm not.
Me, I'm not.
Oh, that's not it. Yeah. All right, let's get the right one.
There we go. Radio Bam.
Stop me, I'm not.
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Radio Bam, I'm here with Deadmau5 playing some of his favorite tracks, and that was Nine Inch Nails with...
Me, I'm not.
Yeah, man. So are you planning on touring, or you have a tour dates coming up?
We don't have any, like, dates set in right now. We're just kind of at that kind of part of the shit show where we got to figure out where we're going to play and put it all together.
Mm-hmm.
But we're working on a new stage because we had this big cube thing for a while, and we're getting rid of it. We were supposed to play at Creamfields in the UK, but everything just went to shit because the rain came down and, like, dude, it was like 5 feet of rain. The whole festival got flooded out and stuff, and that was going to be the last cube show, but they had to shut the festival down because of the reliable English weather there.
So, yeah, you showed me you have some gnarly-ass robotic shit get in the works, right? Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, there's going to be, you know, obviously some crazy shit, but I'm really keeping it under wraps.
Right? Gotcha.
Right? Dick. You'll see. Everyone will see.
We'll go to the show and you'll see.
Yeah.
I'm sure
we'll know about it before, but, you know, it's very early right now. Like, literally, we just had a meeting with a company who shall not be named about using some technology and stuff. So.
Have you pretty much played everywhere, though? Like, Tokyo, China?
Yeah, man.
Like, Brazil?
Yep. Oh, Sao Paulo.
South Africa?
Yeah, we did South Africa. Joburg, Durban, Cape Town. Dude, yeah, you know, like, but there's two different versions of that, really, because one, they always book me as, like, a DJ, so you go and you show up to a nightclub somewhere or a festival, and then you're always just kind of, like, you know, just with your laptop or CDJs just behind an LED wall, but then other shows we do the big, kind of the big cube show, which is more of a production. We've toured the production a lot, but I've toured more as a kind of a festival act DJ guy.
So when you go on the road, who is it? Because it's just you on stage, right?
Yeah.
But how many people travel with you?
We have about like 12 core crew guys who kind of do the stage build and stuff like that. But then there's always local hire. You know, crew guys that we just get at the venue. So, I don't know. I'd say about maybe 14 or 15 people.
Is it all one bus or do you have more?
No, it's two buses.
Two buses?
Usually, yeah, you know, the big crew suck buses.
Yeah.
and then the one bus with only two people on it, and it's nice and comfy.
And then you got the nine sweaty-ass bunk beds in there.
Oh, yeah. But even our bus, like the artist bus or whatever, we usually take, you know, like photographer and all that. So it gets a little gnarly. Especially like after four people for like 3 months, you're like, oh, fuck.
I must say, I sleep so fucking good in those tiny ass cubbyhole things on the tour buses. You know what I mean? Because it's just so dark and you're moving, so there's nothing to really do to, like, occupy your time, so you're just forced to just sleep so good in them things. I don't know why, but I get the best sleep in these tour buses.
The one time we were somewhere in the UK on a, like, you know, the double decker buses? You get the double decker, like, tour buses there. Mm-hmm. I don't know why they don't do that in the States. But actually, I have a good idea why, and this is probably it. So we were asleep in the back, and something fucked up with the engine, so the exhaust was coming into my cabin. And it's funny, well, it's not funny, but the strange thing is about a year ago, the same thing happened to a band, and four of the guys died.
What?
From carbon monoxide poisoning.
It's like starting your car in a garage, right?
Yeah, you know, so I woke up, you know, in the middle of the night, the bus is kind of moving, and I had the worst headache, and I felt really dizzy, and I get up, and I kind of, like, go down to the cabin, I'm like, dude, you have any fucking aspirin? And I wasn't making any sense and shit, so he pulls over, and he's like, what the fuck is going on? What the fuck is that smell? Because he can't smell inside my cabin.
Dude, that could have been primetime danger zone.
Yeah, we could have got killed. Dude, the driver,
and
God bless him.
He got fishy about it because you weren't making any sense talking?
Yeah, because he's like, what's going on? And then obviously kind of, you know, he clued in that the carbon monoxide, something happened in the back where, like, oil was pouring on the... I don't know what it was. But anyway, it was just all bad. So the driver, Jonah, we get the same driver every time. God bless him. Sweetest guy ever. He was like in tears, like, I'm so sorry. I don't, I, you know, it's like, you know, when you got like, you know, some kid in school, it's like, go ahead, punch me in the face. You know, it was like that.
Damn.
It was brutal, but.
Hey, did you have like a sore throat the next day or anything?
No. I got out of it. I just need some air, but I'm telling you, like maybe about 10 more minutes in that.
Holy
shit. I probably would have been out for the count. Good old UK tour buses.
How come Canada is so fucking hard to get in through customs?
You guys started it.
I'm telling you, every time I go there, I was going on a vacation to Quebec and I was staying at Hotel Frontenac, that nice looking thing. And like,
yeah.
The lady did not believe me. I guess because I have like tattoos and shit or whatever. She's like, so where are you staying in Quebec? I'm like, Hotel Frontenac. She's like, you are not staying at Hotel Frontenac. And I'm like, yeah, I am. And I had to like literally prove. And I had like some minor ass misdemeanor thing from years ago.
Yeah, you know what? That's what
they were holding
that
against me so bad.
Yep.
And and then another time we were trying to get in because CKY was playing a show, and you know, they had the dogs come on the tour bus and everything, and they're like, there was once remnants of weed or something being on this bus. It's like, of course there's remnants. It's a rented tour bus.
Right?
You know how many fucking bands have been on this bus? I'm sure that there's remnants of everything.
Right.
Like, what's your point? You know, that was like a four-hour ordeal to try to get in.
Yeah. Tommy Lee even gets the same shit.
Every time?
Oh, yeah. They all know who he is, but they don't give a fuck.
Nikki can't even have a layover in Canada.
Yeah,
like, we were going to Iceland, and we had a layover in Toronto, and they wouldn't even. They're like, you're not allowed in Canada. It's like, we don't want to be in Canada. We want to go to Iceland.
Right.
They're like, well, this is your layover. We don't know if she could go there. You know, it's like.
Made us turn back around and, like, not even allow me to be, like, in the actual airport.
The fuck?
Yeah.
They had to, like, escort me to the actual plane.
Nice.
Well, did,
no,
she did
not really.
She had a felony charge a long time, about
fuck,
5 years
man.
Ago.
That's the thing. And that's something that actually scares the shit out of me, because there's a lot of kind of dudes I would love to just punch out, but I can't, because then I won't be allowed in the States anymore or whatever, you know. So I'm on good behavior. I don't have a criminal record, so I don't understand. Like,
well, I'll keep it that way. It's not even worth it.
I'm trying. It's just so tempting not to. You know what, like, all of my friends who, you know, kind of have some kind of profile or whatever, and then maybe something they did 20, 30 years ago, whatever, you know, and they get a
it's huge still haunts
hard
them?
Time.
Man.
Yeah.
30 years ago, it's like.
They won't even let me in the States without
impossible.
A visa, and I don't even have a.
Oh, you need a visa?
Ding.
Really?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like, what are you going to do? Hang out. Yeah, with who? And are you working, you know? It's like,
yeah, and, man. Like, there was a box of all the same T-shirts, which means that, you know, CKY was planning on selling them.
Right.
That was a big fucking problem,
yep.
too. Like, they're like, well, why do you have all of the same T-shirts? It looks like you're going to sell them to me. Hmm?
Whoa,
so where's all this
bro,
tax?
Rules
you know? Rules are rules.
Jesus.
So who you got next you want to play?
Oh, I found...
I love Square Pusher.
Yeah, Square Pusher's my jam, kind of growing up, getting into computers and stuff. And actually, my first intro to him was this song called My Red Hot Car.
I love this song.
Yeah, it's
hell
great,
yeah.
Eh?
Yep.
Yeah, so... so
I heard that.
Oh, the Canadian's coming out. All right, here it goes.
Well, let's see what this song's all about.
Fuck you!
Radio Man.
I'm gonna
41 Faction. That was Square Pusher with Red Hot Car. I'm here with Deadmau5. He's playing some of his favorite tracks. We're here in Los Angeles, and you just showed me the stack of $200,000 that you won in Vegas. And you know what? Now that I'm thinking about it, you were getting ready to buy a Ferrari. How the fuck are you going to buy a Ferrari if you have no driver's license?
Well, I was going to actually, like, and the way that we worked it out towards, like, the end of the deal when I was almost ready to sign off on this fucking ludicrous investment was I was going to buy it for Paul, my tour manager, who I know his home address, so he can't get far in it. And then let him license it and all that stuff, and he could drive it around. And then actually, I think in a couple weeks, I'm going to go do the DMV drama here. And take the written, I think, and then you get a provisional for, I'm not sure how it works here, but, and then you can just drive around with someone until you do a practical test, but you take like this 10-day course, so it's not too bad. I could probably get my license. I'm probably an alright driver.
Have you driven at all, like just fucking around in a parking lot or anything?
Yeah, fuck yeah. I rallied around in a Saturn. Fucking Ken Block. No.
Your first car will be straight out of the gate with a fucking Ferrari.
Yeah. No, you know what? Now it's looking like a Fiat.
So, yeah, we got one more song to play, and then I think we are good to go.
Yeah, I gotta find it, man. Shit.
Scrolling through the iPod. iPhone.
Let's see. Who doesn't suck? You know what? Fuck this. Let's play some gnarly shit. This is a friend of mine from Poland, and he's got a band called My Riot, and it's Polish kind of tech metal. It's pretty cool. I dig it, so let's just play some of that.
So My Riot from Poland, playing Deadmau5's favorite tracks, and we are signing off. Later. Empire.
Come on if you think, come on if you think, you can take us on, you can take us on.
Radio Band for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, people.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.
Later.